In a meeting of the Portfolio Committee on the Police, a civilian secretariat for police reported that between April and September 2023, 165 members of the South African Police Service were identified as perpetrators of domestic violence. At the time, the DA also revealed that some 84 firearms, 79 of which were SAPS issued, were seized following the allegations. It can now be further revealed that only 93 cases, domestic violent offences involving SAPS members, were resolved during the period. Of these 93 cases, only 3 led to the members' dismissal. That amounts to a dismal rate of only 1.8% of the total cases. Additionally, a staggering 26 cases, 15.7% are still pending. However, the most shocking revelation is that those that were found to have committed some form of domestic violence were merely given verbal warnings, 2 members, and written warnings, 8 members. 6 members were handed final warnings, which means that this was not the first instance they have committed some form of violence. Finally, only 8 members were suspended, and in any event, not for longer than 2 months. The remainder of these cases had the following outcomes. 21 members were found not guilty. 10 cases were dismissed for lack of prima facie evidence. 4 cases were withdrawn. 2 members received counseling, and 3 members left the SAPS employee. This sham of consequence management is directly indicative of the state of lawlessness in our country. If SAPS members are deemed to be above the law and escape any form of punishment, it shows criminals that the national government is simply not serious on crime.